Hi everyone, I hope you're having a great day or night, whichever that may be, wherever you are in the world. This international time zone thing sure gets confusing, doesn't it? It's almost 5 p.m. here on the 18th, but it's probably still yesterday in some parts of the world. Strange. Unfortunately, it's starting to get very hot over here now. Well, I say unfortunately because of the bushfires. There are already several massive fires in Queensland and New South Wales, and we're still 6 weeks away from the start of summer. Hopefully the fires won't be as bad as the Black Saturday fires earlier this year, but it looks like being a very long, hot summer already. Anyway, it's been a while since my last recording. I haven't felt up to much writing lately, but I finished this poem yesterday and thought I'd record it as the last one came out so well. I hope you enjoy it. The Elephant Graveyard by C.J. Levinson. When I close my eyes, I dream of deepest Africa. The motherland, our ancestral home, where the orange sun rises over the plantation lands and the hot winds blow across the Serengeti plains. Deep in the wilderness, vultures hover over an elephant graveyard, swooping to pick at the flesh of all that remains. Their bones lie everywhere, scattered and broken, discarded by thieves in their search for precious ivory. What happened to them, I do not know. Perhaps it was starvation, or disease, or the lust and greed of man. But if you look closely, sometimes you can still see them, and hear their mighty trumpets, echoing through the night. Away in the city, amongst the towers and smog, an elephant calf sits in a concrete cage. The last of its kind, it sits and stares at the world, and remembers a time when it was free. That's the end of the poem. If you're wondering what inspired it, it started with a dream I had where I was standing in a pit filled with the bones of hundreds of extinct animals. It was a very vivid dream and I wanted to try and capture that feeling, what their loss would mean for all of us if it came true, as it seems like it's going to now with climate change and poaching and so many other problems. Anyway, thank you for listening. If you'd like to read it or find out more about what inspired it, you can have a look at the poem on my blog. I'll put the link in the comments.